Akram al-Zuhairi says it was March 17th, not the 20th, like the United States says, when he heard the first bombs rain over al-Dora, a town in Baghdad. After more than 8 years of war, al-Zuhairi says his homeland is unrecognizable.
Everything is destroyed. Everything, even the people. I mean, all the buildings and all the cities, it's destroyed, everything.
As a married father of four, he says that he's had to adjust to life in the U.S., knowing that he could never introduce his daughters or his son to the land he loved as a child.
When they occupy Iraq, the Americans do not know. I think that they do not know what they need exactly, just about the Saddam regimes and the weapons and something like that, and that's it.
As most of us already know, those weapons were never found. The U.S. spent more than $2 trillion trying to control the so-called threat coming from Iraq. An estimated 189,000 people died, thousands more injured. Akram says those numbers are small in comparison to what he believes are more than 1 million Iraqis killed in the 8 years of war with U.S.-led allied troops. Some of them were his family and friends.
Four friends they killed in Iraq, and my uncle also, and my neighborhood, I think they killed around 12 to 15 friends.
Akram al-Zuhairi was displaced from his Iraqi home in 2009. Since then, he's spent most of his time living in the United States with his family just outside of Washington, D.C. When he thinks about his homeland, he looks back on it with fond memories, with concerns for its future. The Iraqi refugee, who lives in a place he can't quite call home, says he's not sure when he'll return to his birthplace to confront a place he may not recognize.
You know, when I look about the Iraqi futures, I see the black. Maybe there is some gray, but all this is black.
Colin Campbell, Press TV, Washington.